Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Murder on the beach, so it's not nice.
Booty so big, work, Lord, have mercy.
Work it faster like I do. Work it faster like I do. Work it faster like I do. Work it faster like you do. All these hoes up in my jeans, you can't get up in between. You're tryna get up in front of me. I can fix you up for free. Why you looking at me like I ain't give you no choice? If I count to three, then you be on your knees. You ever like Cartier? Oh, you can't get this thing out of your mind.
He say he like that lappy tappy. He so goofy, call me daddy. He go stupid, he go dappy. Introduce me to his pappy. He can never live without me. I'm so real, I never capping. If he got it like that, I can take it there. Cause my
booty so big, work, Lord.
Work it faster like I do. Work it faster like I do. Work it faster like I do. Work it faster like you do. All these hoes up in my jeans, you can't get up in between. You're tryna get up in front of me. I can teach you a couple things. Work it faster like I do. Work it faster like I do. Work it faster like I do. Work it faster like you do. All these hoes up in my jeans, you can't get up in between. You're tryna get up in front of me. I can teach you a couple things.
Like, I deserve a man, I don't work a man. It's on purpose, I'm doing it big. Body language like speakers, Spanglish, I'll educate you how to do this shit. Temporary, that's never rary, I'm necessary, yeah, I am that bitch.
You can't get this thing out of your mind.
He say he like that lappy tappy. He so goofy, call me daddy. He go stupid, he go dappy. Introduce me to his pappy. He can never live without me. I'm so real, I never capping. If he got it like that, I can take it, take it.
Good evening, good evening. Whew. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's the Get Down with your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and my DSP brother, none other than Batman himself, ladies and gentlemen, John Robinson, a.k.a. J-Rob, the Wise Son. What's good with you, bro?
Van Meadows. All good things are said in three, and as they have said, whenever two or more is gathered in the presence of the Almighty, it's going to be a great night. And I am more than happy to be here with you. Whew. It's the Get Down, y'all. And hey Van, I don't know if you know. Today is October 7th, and if I'm not mistaken, it's been literally 2 months to the day since our last official show.
Yeah.
First week of October. Our last official show is the first week of August, and man, it's been a long time, and I'm more than happy, and I'm glad to be in the presence of my brother, and I can't wait to see what these poets got for us. And man, it's good to hear your voice again, bro.
Bro, it is so good to hear your voice almost at 100% full capacity, bro. That's like music to my ears, bro. Listen, man. It's good to hear you, bro. Good to have you back, man. Good to be next to one of the dopest poets, cats, human beings I know, J-Rob, the Wise Son.
You humble me, bro. I was actually going to say those words first, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let them get you wrong. I was going to say it's an honor, and I'm humbled to be in the co-pilot seat of one of the best poets I know, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, a.k.a. That Dude, a.k.a. My Family.
What's up, bro?
Man?
better.
What's happening?
Amen. Before we move forward, ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening online, the dialing number is 319-527-6300 if you desire to get on this mic tonight. And if you are already here, go ahead and press 1. We ain't going to bite. We're not going to bite. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average? You can be raw.
Raw. I got mine.
And
I got another one coming. But it's going to be so much fun.
That's what I'm talking about. But listen, let's give a shout out to our illustrious CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas, for giving us this platform, Epiphany Radio, for us to do this poetry, love, shows, and just have an all-out good time. Now, I know y'all missed us last week, but it was a much-needed vacation for us to take some time away, reflect, so that we can continue bringing y'all these dynamic shows night in and night out. So,
And to be honest, Van, occasionally we need a week off. Because, bro, we've been going nonstop for a minute.
For a minute.
So occasionally a little time off doesn't hurt. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope y'all understand because we all got jobs and occasionally we need a time out for our jobs. Take a week off and smell the roses, appreciate your gift, and then come back, back better than ever. And that's what we
did. More importantly, so we can appreciate it that much more.
Come on now.
So I've been waiting to say these words.
Okay.
J-Rob.
Sir.
Do you want to let the people know what's going on tonight?
It would be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen and poets, tonight, Van and I want to pretend that you and us are auditioning for one of the greatest poetic groups of all time, whose shoulders every single poet stands on, The Last Poets. And in that vein, we want to hear what you got. So we want to pretend that you're auditioning for The Last Poets with some dynamic poetry. Let's hear what you got. We're curious. We're anxious. I'm putting some of The Last Poets stuff in the event page. We got to hear you. I'm amped and I'm anxious, and I can't wait to hear this.
Yes.
But
yes,
before I hear y'all, I ain't going to lie, I got to hear from Van Meadows because I haven't heard his poetic voice in 66 days. So, Van Meadows, please tell me you have a piece that is locked, loaded, ready.
I sure do, bro. I sure do.
Then, brother, man, if such is the case, I haven't said this in 66 days, Van Meadows, would you please go on ahead and get on down?
Absolutely, my brother. The title of this piece is called Taste of Love Naturally. Every lily in the field sways back and forth to whatever the wind says. Each bird soars amongst the clouds as their wings propel them while the atmosphere screams aloud and the morning dew drops and drips off the leaf and the pebbles fall from the reef when waves crash against the rocks so the water can bathe the stones, not worrying about clocks because time stands still for the acceptance of my words when I express my heartfelt romance. Only the thorn of a rose could make the claim that before you get to the beauty, you'll be pricked just the same. But when I open my eyes, imagining your essence, I think to myself, let me taste your presence so the flavor of your existence can align with the cavities of my senses. But my delight of you, it's like a breeze blowing in the wind, and I do marvel at how you're more beautiful than any earthly creation I've laid my eyes upon, and so delightful. As I taste every drop of your nectar, thinking you are the only therapy I've ever known by far. I don't want conditional, unconditional love as my star is shooting, falling through the midnight skies in brisk air, feeling the breath of your love upon my skin, thinking just when can I show you your value and worth, and be reminded that love never dies, it just hides until rebirth. I love you. I love you. And that's that piece.
See, I'm mad at him because this got me feeling all kind of gushy and squishy inside. You ever write a piece? You ever hear someone spit a piece, y'all? And you say to yourself, damn, I wish I wrote that. This is one of those pieces. But let me tell y'all, this brother, the line that captured me, I don't want unconditional love as my star is shooting, falling through the midnight skies in a brisk air, feeling the breath of your love upon my skin, thinking just when I can show you your value and worth, and be reminded that love never dies. It just hides until its rebirth. Hot damn. Hot damn. That's my
Thank you, my brother.
Line right there. And you're going to have to excuse me because I'm a spoiler alert, brother. I intend to use that line right there. Never to
brother,
be reminded that love never dies. It just hides until its rebirth. Come on.
You're more than welcome to, bro. You're more than welcome.
That's that line that tells Daniel Cupid, shh. Move, I got this. Like, why are you hiding? Move. With your hearts and your arrows. I'm love, I got this.
Right.
Outstanding, bro. Completely
hey, bro,
outstanding.
Listen, man, I do so appreciate the accolades. But you know me, I really need to hear from my brother right now. If y'all don't know, he's been posting some fire ink on Facebook and Instagram, and I have got to hear what he brought for us tonight. So my brother, is your piece locked and loaded?
Very much so.
Well, my brother,
yes sir,
allow me to get out of the light and let you shine. Go ahead and get on down.
Thank you, bro. This piece is dedicated to the last poets. And if I was going to recite something to them, it would be one of their pieces called The Revolution Comes. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, some of us will probably catch it on TV with chicken hanging from our mouths. You know it's the revolution because there won't be no commercials when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, preacher pimps are going to split the scene with the communion wine stuck in their back pockets, and all these soft cats won't be so funny then, and all the junkies will quit their nodding and wake up when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, transit cops will be crushed by trains after losing their guns, and blood will run through the streets of Harlem and the Bronx, drowning out anything without substance when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, I hope pearly white teeth falls out of your mouths and speaks of revolution without reverence. The cost of a revolution is 360 degrees. Understand that the circle that never ends, understand the beginning to be the end and nothing in between but the space and time, and I make you make me make you relate or make you not relate to a world outside of my mind. My mind, I speak not a revolution until you are willing to eat rats to survive. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, guns and rifle will be taking the place of poems and essays. Black cultural centers will be fought supplying the revolutionaries with food and arms. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, white death will fort walls and museums and churches breaking the lie that enslaved our mothers. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, Jesus Christ is going to be standing on the corner of Lenox Avenue and 125th Street trying to catch a gypsy cab out of Harlem. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, Jewish merchants will give away matzo balls and gelfie fish just in order to see anyone with an afro. Frank Schifferman will give away the Apollo to the first person he sees wearing a blue dashiki when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, afros are going to be to straighten out hair. Heads are going to be straightened out, going to be like wearing afros when the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, when the revolution comes. Until then, you know and I know all these niggas is going to do is party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit. But when the revolution does come, some might even have to die. Before the revolution comes. Ready? Poem.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, do you hear this? Do you hear this masterpiece? My brother said, when the revolution comes, transit cops will be crushed by the trains after losing their guns, and blood will run through the streets of Harlem and the Bronx, drowning in anything without substance when the revolution comes. Bruh. Phenomenal ink, J. Rob, the wise son. Man, listen, I will come watch you perform this on stage in the dark with just one light, you sitting in a stool, bar stool on stage, and you getting your due, because, brother, you make us want to see when the revolution comes. Dynamic ink, my brother.
I really appreciate you, bro. Thank you for that. This is one of my most favorite pieces. So thank you for that. Thank you. And I hope somebody else out there, I hope I did that piece justice, and I hope somebody else digs it as much as I did, man. So thank you, Ben.
Bro, man.
I appreciate
yes,
you.
Yes, you definitely did, bro. Whew, my God. I got chills, y'all. I got goosebumps listening to that. Man. Now, you know what? You know what? We can do this all night, just you and I. And how I missed doing this, just you and I, all night.
Yes, sir.
We got some people out there who are listening, who are waiting to make their debut and show us why they should be honored as, you know, the new last poets. So are you,
I can't wait.
My brother, are you ready? Are you ready to open these minds?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Who might we have?
First. Brother, first artist on the mic, Epiphany's own host of the War Council, Honey Dripper, Honey Dripper 2.0, Fly Speak, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Thanksgiving, and all that good stuff. You know what? Let's just bring him on in. Ladies and gentlemen, he is Mojave.
You know what? I'd be like, yeah, I'd be like, all right, y'all clowning me. This is what's going on. Let's fight. But no, this is actually a beautiful thing to see you gentlemen back up to speed, doing what you do, making it happen in the way that you know that you can make it happen. That's pretty substantial, sir. I like
actually,
it a lot.
You, man. What's pretty
you.
Substantial is hearing you.
Really?
I'm selfish that way. Hearing you is pretty substantial, bro.
Hey, and shout out to Mojave, y'all. He actually wrote my piece for tonight. Give that man kudos. He wrote that for me.
I wasn't going to say nothing, Van, because y'all told me to keep that quiet. But since you let it out, go ahead, Mojave. Go ahead.
Lots
you go,
lies.
Boy. Strong J. Strong J. Strong J. You go,
Hav. Hold on.
You go,
Hav.
Say it again.
Strong J.
You go, Hav.
Lots of marvelous. Just marvelous.
Marvelous.
Super amounts of lies.
Oh, man.
Lies
good to hear you, bro.
What's happening? Besides telling these terrible lies about me. Which is super interesting. It's good to hear you gentlemen go at it. I don't know what to say. That's pretty fantastic.
thank you.
I'm
brother.
Trying to.
Appreciate you.
I'm really upset that I really lost this whole thing. I was like, yo, what did it do? I had something prepared. It's just, oh, okay, I got it. All right, I found it. Whew. I was getting stressful. Okay, so, said a piece. All right, so, as much of a Last Post fan as I happen to be, which I am, Last Posts were known to be very original people. And so, in blending yesterday, sensibilities and with today's technology, I strive to do this. So, are you ready?
Yep. Hey, I'm skipping on the preliminaries.
This, all right. Just tell me if it's too loud.
Hold on. Go ahead and get on down.
All right. All right, yeah, it's too low. Can y'all hear it?
Yeah, we can hear it.
I can hear it a little bit, yeah.
Can you hear it now?
That's better.
No, yeah. I can't. Yeah, that's better.
That's kind of low, so let's do it this way. Better?
Very.
Indeed.
Never tell me that you love me without it being based in fact. I've had too many crashes with flashes in the pan. I devote my time and attention. Did I mention I've given up all for you? I gave up all for you, hoping to see through this potential that did not come through. I became an object, a possession. Limited sessions of sex, emotional layers of a garden hex. You laid still and chose not to walk with me. Never tell me that you're trying. The lying of your tears tells me that you are merely a tool, a spool of thread to see my heart to a situation that feels like the walking dead. I am hoping for a resurrection of affection, and you pimped off in another direction and wouldn't tell me. The intimacy, the expectations, trapped selfishness, moving in fear instead of confidence, enter into action timidly. Sepia instead of the vivid photography, the second marred by greed and disbelief, heart asking for relief, hard to love when you picked up the hard to love, learn the tools well, egotistical and head swell, the whispers that yell, proclaims, love me. Why emotionally maim you and you're fading. Dusk, sun setting over Gotham, the waning light piercing the darkness of my living room. I'm sitting in darkness, and I'm here to be the booming of my action, seeking self-satisfaction, responding to the reaction of the emotional intelligence that I was lacking. Please, someone, just love me. Love me for the things I cannot be. Pour into me. I am so empty. I'm here for the echo and refusal to let go. The past mistakes which creates the heartbreaks, contemplate and placate, how does fool and stupidity mate? Walking around on two legs, fragile like eggs, I yolk and let folks omelet, and I'ma let you spy because you are the poison that I begged for. Was your touch not in a sexual way, but the way you destroyed me when you left? How you can calm me from a full-on raging to feel safe? How you erased the greatest mistakes? How the simple holding of hands could eliminate grief, settle beef, make beauty in the hell in these ghetto-ass streets? I've wondered how you made art of everything, painted my gaze with the love that you gave, felt me beating my heart from tricking me. How you took me for a river and watched waves and ripples and sunlight reflecting our intimacy so simple. And you are gone, my error. Peace is broken. No love spoken. The subtraction of intimacy in your touch is the only action. Missing you is the hemlock I wish I could drink. Poem.
Damn.
My God.
Damn. I got a couple of questions. Van, please go first.
Ooh. Hey, boy, Javi, let me tell you something, bro. Let me just tell you something. Some good stuff. You are not only King Drip. You are slowly and vastly becoming the king of romance as well. Bruh. Bruh. And the music behind it complements this piece very, very well. Bruh.
Oh, God, yes.
Bruh. Bruh. Again, this is another poet that would be up on that stage in the limelight with a band behind him just doing what he do. Dope Ink Javi. Love you, bro. J-Rod.
Thank you, man.
Bro, Cuzzo, I listen to you do this, and I'm picturing Carnegie Hall. You're in a tuxedo. You got the symphony behind you. And God only knows whatever that damn song is, that's got to start playing as you hit the stage.
Yes.
And then the lights go out, and there's just one light on the microphone, and you walk underneath the mic. You take off your sunglasses, and you got your glasses in one hand. You got like a cognac sniffer in the other hand, and you just spitting this piece. And folks are like, what the fuck am I listening to? What am I... Like, everyone's starting to feel some kind of way. They're experiencing something different. And when you made that egg reference, I was like, no, he did.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Phenomenal.
I was like, yo. Because I honestly thought he was going to say omelet, but I loved how he, oh, you know, omelet. Never mind. Bro, this is one of those. This is going to be my favorite piece of yours for a minute. I'm really liking this.
Thank
you. Again, this is one of those pieces that I'm like, damn, I wish I wrote this one.
Thank you, thank you, I appreciate it. The funny thing is, the song is from Beyonce's Lemonade, and it's Pray You Catch Me Listening, of course. So when you hear it in the background, that's actually stripped of the vocals, because, you know, when she did the Lemonade album, you know what it was, but, you know, I just reversed it. So
you did that. You
Thank
did
you.
That. And
yes,
you did
sir.
That. Let me correct myself. You did that well.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, just trying to push this musical thing on these poets, you know, just doing it with it.
Yeah, bro. Before we send them over to the dance floor, J-Rob, can we get the music turned down, please?
Yeah, you got it.
And now, you got something coming up on this coming Tuesday, which needs to be heard.
Oh, yeah.
So you let people know.
Okay. Let me just read it directly from the thing, because, you know, sometimes, you know, which is weird, because... Oh, okay, there it is. All right, so this Tuesday, we are having War Council. And War Council will be doing Dating in the Digital Age, Part 2. We will be dealing with physical, emotional catfishing, the real men and women, real men and real women roles, dating below income and expectations, broke, dating broke, love, versus financial stability. You know, are you loving that person, or do you really want financial stability? You know, stability. That's your choice. And, you know, we'll be running separate scenarios from some of the things in social media as well. It's a discussion on dating, relationships, and choices. It's going to be serious conversation. Call in, hang out, bring your questions, send it to me or one of the other moderators of this war council. Two of them happen to be in the show. Yeah,
that's me.
And bring those questions in. And we'll do our best to answer questions and help people out. Remember, this is not professional help. This is not advice. This is just adults having a discussion. What you glean from the conversation is what it is. We are not responsible for any mistakes or anything that other people have done. And if it didn't work for you, that's not our fault. Anyway, that's the point. And for the record, J. Robin and whatchamacallit, the PCR test came back negative, so nobody has COVID. We're just sick.
Bro. Good job. Good job. Good job.
Thank you.
All right.
That's all
Thank
I need.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Now, my brother, you are the first. You will not be the last. But you are certainly the everything. Oh, sorry. My bad. Wrong show.
Wrong show.
Need you to get out there on that dance floor, man. Set the stage. Set the tone for everybody else to join in, bro. Can you handle that for us?
Man, listen. I ain't getting on no dance floor. I'm going to sit my happy ass down. I'm going to put this what you call on my chest, this Vicks paper rub, and I'm going to just let it do the work. I'm going to do some deep breathing exercises, make sure that my lungs is clear, and that's what's going to happen. Anybody come by, I'm just going to wave at them real ginger-like. All right?
All right,
so,
sounds good.
Y'all have a fantastic show.
Feel better, man. Feel
good
better.
To have you gentlemen back. And
good
congratulations, man, on your achievement. That's also dope.
Thank you, bro.
And thank you, everybody else. And for everybody that came through, rock out with your socks out. Do what you came to do. We are butt on this earth like a blade of grass. J-Rob knows the rest. Anyway.
Stop. You stop that.
Yeah.
All right, bro.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mojave. Catch him this coming Tuesday, hosting the War Council with some dope and exquisite panel questions. Man, it's a dope time. Just come through and enjoy. One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic.
Oh, man, J-Rob, you see what he came through and did to us, man?
That's how you start the show.
You see how he did that, man?
That's your
man. Listen, that is my man. I claim him 100 grand. You see what I did there? I must be a poet or something.
I see what you did. question. Who might we have coming up next to Le Mike?
Oh, man, we got a treat. If y'all did not tune in to last night's show, oh, my God, the Love Zone. It went down in the Love Zone. As a matter of fact, we got one half host of the Love Zone blessing us right now. She is none other than Miss VIP. How you doing, darling?
I'm fine. How are you two?
What's happening?
Hi.
Good. Doing good.
How you doing?
I'm doing. Let's put it that way.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good, great show last night.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Man, they, y'all had people coming out the woodwork to just jump in on that thing. I mean, if y'all missed it, you got to go back and listen to the playback. It was a phenomenal show. Phenomenal show.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I'm a VIP.
Yeah.
VIP. It's your time. You are ready to audition to be the next last poet. Are you ready? You ready to step up to the mic?
I am ready.
Well, listen. Go ahead and get on down.
This piece is called Which One? Infrastructure, education, which one will you choose? Everyone lives and drives, but if your area keeps drowning from bad levees, crumbling bridges, sinkholes, the Senate needs to ratify this bill. Hell, they keep clowning. AOC wants all entitlement programs to happen now, but one area must win. Taking half the money to save lives for infrastructure, half the money for education, or put all the money for one thing, which is the lesser sin. The world needs to be vaccinated. How much longer can the holdouts be educated? Even if they think they'll be okay, someone is losing their loved ones day after day after day. Why did the world put a seatbelt on after it became law? Because the government told the car manufacturers to put them on or face a fine. You put those seatbelts on like I do to protect yours, me, and mine. No one said the government was violating their civil rights. Roe v. Wade, Brown versus the Board of Education, police brutality. Why can't the world get along and let us be? Shoot us first and ask questions. Let the white man go. Our people are denied bail. Them, they need them from the crime scene to go straight to jail. Things may change when the police die. How long, tell me, how long must our mothers cry? So tell me, infrastructure or education, which one will they choose? Either way, we may all lose, and that's that piece.
Ooh. J-Rab, go first. Please go first. Please go first. Oh, my God.
Oh, you want to hit people with garbage cans. Okay. Okay. I see you. In other words, you crashed this one very, very well. And I love how you went there and you took care of this piece. And you gave it its own life from you. So thank you. I love it. I love it. I loved it. What say you, Van Meadows?
Here's what I love about it. It's not often that you hear Ms. VIP do a conscious piece. Let's go ahead first. It's not often.
Come on now.
But when she feels so passionate about something, as she did when she wrote this piece, you can tell. You can tell that it wasn't just some thrown together words. It was something serious from her heart that needed to be said. Man, I'm letting y'all know right now. The Last Poets Judges is having a tough time trying to figure out who's going to be part of the next crew after hearing stuff like this from somebody who normally doesn't do this. She's normally real sexy, sultry, seductive, romantic, loving. And
she's
now,
like, I don't do conscious poetry. That's you and Van.
Right. And she comes through with this. Man. You know, it's kind of like J-Rob. You know, it's kind of like Foxy Brown. Very beautiful, but very deadly. Ooh, my God. My God. I love it. I love it.
Come on now.
I appreciate it.
Ooh, God. Okay. All right. Let's bring it back. Bring it back,
man. Come on.
Let's bring
it
back.
Inhale, bro. It's been a minute.
Yeah, I'm trying not to hyperventilate. That's what I'm trying not to do. You know, I'm trying not to hyperventilate.
Take your time, brother. Take your time, brother.
Bro. Appreciate it. But Miss VIP, you know, I know you just had your show last night. You probably don't even have a topic for next week yet. But let everybody know where they can find you on Epiphany Radio.
Of course. Next Wednesday and every Wednesday, my sexy, sultry diva and I are in the love zone, and my diva is La Perla Negra. So you can find us all the time, every Wednesday at 9. So y'all come on through and have some fun with us.
Van?
Yes, sir.
Van, next week we got to stop by the love zone.
Stop by the love zone. Stop
by the phone. Hey, baby, what's happening? Did you miss me? Yeah, I missed you right. Too.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, Van.
Hey, man, listen. That is one of my favorite rap songs of the 90s.
Yes.
Dr. Ice and Love Joe. But make sure y'all tune. Don't do it. Don't pull it out. Don't pull it out.
I'm
don't,
sorry.
Don't pull
I'm sorry.
It out, cause
I'm
I keep
sorry.
Going, man.
I'm sorry.
I know every. I know every lyric of that song, bro. Don't pull it out. But Ms. VIP, thank you so much for that. Since my hobby wasn't filling up the dancing, you got to get out on that dance floor and dance a little bit. You know, just wave at Mojave as you go by because he's not feeling well.
Yeah, I hope he feels better, but I'm ready.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Miss VIP on her way to the Get Down dance floor. One love, one mic, and take your socks off,
one
baby,
love,
baby. Man, J-Rob, the wise son, what have we done here?
Bruh, we came up with a topic that sounds like it's starting to get some people's attention.
Whew. My gosh. My God. Are we ready to see who's next on the mic?
I am so ready, Vin. Who do we have? Who do we have?
Bro, it's a double treat. Because we have none other than the other half of the Love Zone and one half of Poetic Therapy and one-fourth of the Soul Cafe. Ladies and gentlemen, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Ben. How you doing, Bob? How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Listen, and you, whenever I hear you and your comrade back to back, I'm just in a zone. You know what kind of zone I'm in?
I'm in a love zone. I hope you're in a love zone.
I'm in the love zone for you.
Yeah. You gonna have me listening to that tonight, bro. I'm just letting you know. You gonna have me listening to that tonight. I'm just saying.
Oh my God. You're crazy.
Man.
Oh man, it's good
but,
to be back up and running things once you touch me.
Oh, thank you, love. It's so much good to have you back as well. And dynamic show you and your sexy diva had last night, man. Listen, y'all tore up the stage for Wednesday night. You heard me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah, you had a lot of people come through. Oh man, and had a little mishap, but it's all good because they'll be back again. I'm surprised, but you know what? That just lets y'all know how much people really love Epiphany and how they want to read their poetry. That's a good thing. Definitely.
It is a good thing.
It's
a beautiful thing.
I think so.
Because the one thing that I don't think that the other poets know from time to time is we get a lot of inspiration from them when they come night in and night out. You know, so even though we were on vacation, I feel like I lost an appendage, you know. I was looking around trying to figure out, you know, like, dang, what am I missing? Y'all should have seen me in here, you know. I'm sitting in the studio like, dang, what am I supposed to be doing right now? I don't know what's on TV. What's TV doing at the time? I'm listening to punk with you. What? You know, so listen, y'all, we need y'all. I just want you to know, it's not that y'all need us. We need y'all. Real talk.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I'll scratch my arms and like a junkie and eat, looking at my pens. And I was rubbing my pens on my arms, and I was like, I have a show.
Jay, I know, man. I know. I was sitting there like Pookie, man. The studio is just calling me. It's just calling me, man. It's just calling me.
Man, my doctor was like, I haven't even given you the needle yet. I was like, just that poetry, man. That poetry just ain't coming to me, man. I'm just trying to get that poetry. He's like, what are you? He said, Mr. Robinson, I know you can't talk, but what? I want you to take this chalk and write on this little chalkboard what you're trying to say. Don't say it. You can't speak. And I wrote the word poetry, and he was like, poetry? And my sister was like, yeah, he writes poetry.
Yeah. I mean, I was sitting here, man, listen. I was sitting here, man. I was thinking about doing some voiceovers. Like, man, I'm hoping to do a Training Day remake because I want to be King Kong ain't got nothing on me.
I got cases on all you poets.
On all you poets. Yo, exactly, Jay. You know exactly what I'm saying, man. I was so lost, man. I was so lost.
Yeah, I know, man.
Me happy up here in the mirror talking about, I'm talking to man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. Oh, my God. I'm trying to change. Rob, I think you got something full of pearl in there. You got something full of pearl in there.
Miss Pearly.
Yeah.
Van and I want you to pretend that you are auditioning to be the next last poet.
Ooh,
now, in the event the opportunity of a lifetime like this came about, you cannot sit there and talk about the love song. But we need you to give this a little bit of attention, and if the opportunity is there, I would like to ask, might you have something locked and loaded in your arsenal of poetry?
I do.
Well, Van and I are going to take a step back, let the audience get to listen to you, and we would like for you to go on and get on down.
All right, thank you. This is called You Will Know. Say my name. I want to make it personal. Say it so that you will know I am more than the rich darkness of my skin and tangles of my hair. Say it so that you know the only thing dark about me is my skin. My spirit comes from, draws intellect from, lives in, exudes the most high light. Say it so that when you look at me, you know that you are in the presence of royalty. Say my name. And understand that all of what you have tried to remove will not be moved because you simply have no right to it. Because it does not belong to you. Say my name. So that when you look in my eyes and read, you will see the parts of stories you've tried and failed pitifully to erase will continue to be told through the eyes of the innocent. Say my name. So that you will know I have been here since stars were placed in the heavens to light up the galaxies. Say my name and understand that without me, there is no you. My name is Ada, first daughter, Adama, child of beauty, Aboyomi, bringer of happiness, Aduke, cherished, and Adio, righteousness. My name is purity, fertility, sensuality, and fresh water. I am life. I am love. My name is Oshun. And that's that piece.
Oh, my God.
Is your name Yimiya? Nah, it's got to be Oshun. It's got to be talked about in different aspects of ancestry, because when you start to drop this type of knowledge and you tell me that I need water to quench my thirst poetically, baby, nothing else compares to the way that I can never be the same again, because you have fed me without feeding me. The nourishment of your essence is exactly... I'm sorry. I was talking about Yoruba tribes and scribes of poetics. I'm just saying. I love this piece.
Thank you, Oshun. Thank you. Thank you. Mm. Whew, y'all have me nervous.
Why?
That word audition, it puts on, it's just a particular kind of pressure on you.
Van's not a bully. And me, I'm all jokes.
Oh, man. I'm glad y'all like this. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm gonna need to borrow a couple of lines from that piece if you don't mind, because I got something in mind. I just like to attach that to. Except you're not gonna call me Oshun. I'm just gonna be like, "Hello, mother. Mother, is it time for the love zone?"
Oh, thank you,
Van Meadows. What say you, sir? What say you?
Say, baby, can I be your slave?
There you go.
I got to admit, girl, you're the shit, girl, and I'm digging you like a creep.
Come on.
Yo.
Did they call you Donna Dancing? I'm sorry. Tell them, Van.
It was something about this piece that, like, brought out the sapiosexual in me. Like, my God. I was sitting here clutching pearls that I don't even have. Because when you got to talking about say my name, I'm like, baby, you want me to spell it out too? And then when you start describing who you were with powerful affirmation, I was like a man on one knee holding up your crown, like, baby, let me just place this on your head.
Don't tilt it, Van. Don't tilt it, Daddy.
Don, yo, this right here was so good. This was so good.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Sometimes you gotta step out of that love zone stuff and do some shit like this, because this was that piece.
Listen, it had me on my phone looking at flights. Let me catch a flight to City real quick. Let me see. Can I be back by tomorrow morning?
I'm like, oh, baby, you in North Philly?
Or you in
somewhere near Mount Airy?
Where you at?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this is amazing.
Or do you live somewhere near the Gallery Mall? I mean, I'll meet you wherever you say.
Wherever.
Wow. Oh, my God.
This right here was something spectacular. What an audition, man. J-Rob, bro.
Her and her co-host came in here on some, let me touch you with this intellectual shit to let y'all know. It ain't
right.
All shits and giggles and dirty flesh talk. Okay?
Bruh. Yes, sir.
Oh.
Yes, sir. Listen. Before we send you over to the dance floor, let everybody know where you could be found on Epiphany Radio.
All right.
And feel free to leave your address. I mean, tell us the show. What? I'm talking about the show.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you can find me on Alternating Saturday Nights with Poetic. I'll be in Poetic Therapy. Another Saturday night at 9 with my awesome mountain man who co-hosts with me, Sam the Man Phillips. Monday night at 9, I am 1/4 host of the Soul Cafe with Epiphany's own CEO, with Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas, essentially Johnny, who does an awesome job with the event page. Y'all get in there and check her out. And Poetic. Wednesday night, I am in the love zone with my sexy, sultry voice.
Well, I'm doing backup for you. Come on, finish talking.
Miss VIP, y'all. Now, the topic is up in the air right now, but I know y'all love it once we put it out there. So y'all come on and get caught up in the love zone. That is Wednesday night. Scott, can you jump in here?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yes, go on over to the dance floor. Have a good time. Keep it fresh and groovy over there for us. We will be joining you at the conclusion of the show. That's a guarantee.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
One love.
Okay.
Mike, can your socks up
one love,
jump.
One mic.
Pearl like nigga.
Good night, O'Shun.
My God.
Mm.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network tonight. It is the Get Down with your host, J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is Radio. Your number one hit station in town.
This is Tom, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio. The For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Let's, J-Rob, let's take a quick moment of silence and say a happy heavenly birthday to our brother, fallen poet, King's Cadence. Rest in peace, bro. We love you, man.
Ashe. Miss you, bro.
Man.
So,
man.
Van Meadows.
Yes, sir, bro.
I'm gonna start just, you know what, after that, I'm going to just start asking you questions in African dialect. So to my brother Kwaku, who might the ancestors allow us to bless the mic next?
Ooh, my brother. This is one poet that I was hoping answered the call this evening, because I am truly, truly a fan of his pen and his work, and I respect him highly. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer. What's good, my brother?
Hey, good evening, Poetic. How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm doing good now you're here, bro. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing just fine tonight.
Joe.
Absolutely. J-Rob the Wild Son, how you feeling, sir?
Salute, King. And allow me to once again say thank you for checking up on me when I wasn't at my best. And I can't lie to you, man, the text messages came at really good times when I wasn't feeling 1,000%. And I just want to make sure that I say it openly and on the air. Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
You're welcome, my brother. Absolutely. Absolutely. Appreciate it.
So, Joe, my brother's man is going to lean into the mic something cool, like, and he got something he want to talk to you about.
Yes, sir, good bro. Hey, man, you are auditioning for the right to be one of the next last poets. Are you ready to bless the mic, my brother?
Locked and loaded.
All right, go ahead and get on down.
All right, here we go. Lost in rhetoric. I'm tired of the lies and the cries of better than the crumbs of slums run by lesser men. The lessons here is we're told in bold letters, man. We're on that 3/5 tier. Constitutionally speaking, we were never here. Nobody was. But because of the rhetoric, historically left out bits, you believe it was. All lies, all rise for the flag. Whose brides did they shag? Yet we were so repulsive when we walked by turned up noses. I suppose this means we're hopeless. Nope. This is part of the rhetoric. Truth so thin you couldn't fathom it. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. The truth is fake. What's fake is truth. The lies are calling. The lies are calling. One case and you call that proof. Dude, you're lying. Hyperbole. Seriously, hyperbole? And this is what you honestly believe? Truth will get you fired. Lies will get you hired. Voting rights in the dark of night. It seems those rights expired. Rhetoric like the warriors faced. Empty clicking bottles come up to play. Yay. You'll never do that, what a black man says. Still relevant to this day. Ask 44, he'll tell you his way. Lost in rhetoric, playing tricks with the alphabet, algorithm to test who's better at it. Becky said it, Biff read it, all of a sudden it's a government asset. All you Zuckerbergs being led by Zuckerberg, never researching what the fuck you heard. If so, and so likes it, it must be word. One if by land, two if by sea, now we seem to revere the enemy. Tommy jumped off a bridge, would you do it? A familiar phrase from back in school, shit. Most of you know someone in a pen from just that kind of foolishness. What rule is this to believe a lie? Fools rush in where angels fear to tread. Fools are running out of COVID beds. Fools seem to be part of a party rocking red. Fools try to save face when the fallacies they've embraced comes to a head. Listen to those whose advice you don't follow. Listen to those whose advice you might swallow. Listen to the preacher, but has the word become hollow? Live for today, for there are no tomorrows. Research the facts, because rhetoric equals sorrow. Lost in rhetoric, lost in rhetoric, lost in rhetoric. Rhetorically speaking, repeated false thinking. If it's truth that you're seeking, research that shit. My peace. Thank you.
This cat don't come to play.
Yo,
this cat don't come to play. Give it to him, Van. Give it to him, Van.
There were so many gems in that piece, man. Zuckerberg reference. Oh my God. Whose advice? Fools, you listening to? Oh, Joe, listen, man. Listen. If I was allowed to vote or cast my, you know, who I say get to be the right, I definitely would vote for you, bro, because this piece right here has so much into it. You unpacked a lot. And slapped him in the head with some knowledge, bro. Phenomenal ink, my brother, phenomenal ink. J-Rod.
I'm always curious what kind of headspace poets are in when they start inking some stuff. This piece is so freaking outstanding, Joe. I need to know what kind of headspace you was in when you inked this. I got to know.
Well, I was watching the Senate hearing with the whistleblower. I was just, gathering some information for what I was hearing and, what I definitely observed because, it's all foolishly.
Right.
Lies become truth and truth become lies. And like I said, the more you lie, you get hired by being lying. You tell the truth, you can't use it. But I don't want nobody to tell the truth no more. You know what I'm saying? That's how it is.
Lies sell better.
Exactly how it is. Yes.
Indeed.
Lost in rhetoric.
I enjoy this
lost
a lot.
Rhetoric, but appreciate it.
Lost in rhetoric. Oh, my God. Bro, you are one of the greatest to ever do it, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. You demonstrate that each time you grace the mic. Each time, bro.
Appreciate that, brother.
Bro,
you're a bad boy.
Nah, man, we appreciate you. We definitely appreciate you. But you got a couple of ladies out there on the dance floor. They Miss VIP, the Pearl, and Negra Mojave's not feeling well. So you ready to get out there and show them what you can move like, man. Show them how to move. Show them how to groove. Are you ready, my brother?
Yeah, I'm going to see if Miss VIP know how to bop.
Shucks now. That's what I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the Get Down Dance for us, our good brother, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Thank you, bro. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, y'all. Thank you.
Peace, King.
Peace.
Bruh.
Okay,
I'm a fan of that cat. I am a fan of this dude.
I've been a fan since I first started hearing him when I joined this community. Bro, knowledge drop all the time. All the time. Hey, man, listen.
Mm-hmm.
This next artist we got on the mic, man, is another one of my favorites. Because he just so happens to be a musical lyrical genius. And you know what? Let me just bring him on in. Ladies and gentlemen, it's our good brother, C-Double-34 Music, y'all. C-Double, what's good with you, bro?
It's good to hear the both of you. This lineup was something to follow. I mean, I had the Bill Bellamy of poetry in Mojave. I mean, he was just flowing like I don't know what. It was like, I want to hear him do Lonzo from World Class Wrecking Crew, that part right there.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, that, you go from that to Miss VIP with the Players Club type of vibe. And then
yes,
the Perla Negra. I mean, with the Michelle and Dago cello vibe, I mean, man.
That's it.
Then
that's
I come
it.
Up behind Willie Dynamite.
Yeah.
Willie Dynamite.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
I'm waiting for him to say, you ain't got control of your bitch ass. I'm waiting for that.
not that one. Not that one. He's supposed to be like, I'm bleeding, baby, but I'm bleeding cool. Tommy, you killed me, my brother, baby.
Love it, man.
Now you're going to make me want to go watch this, J-Rob, man. How are both of y'all doing?
Doing good, man. How you doing?
You know, I'm just chilling. You know how I do.
Indeed, indeed. It's good to hear you, bro. It's so good to hear you.
Very, very good to hear you, brother. For real, for real.
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, it has. So, you got this topic here. Had to do a little studying because, you know, I'm a Gil Scott-Heron fan. But, yeah, I caught on to them last poets.
You know what Gil Scott did. Come on now.
Yeah.
He rocked out with them for a couple of years.
Yes, he did. And did the remix to what they did.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So I got my history right there. Thank you both.
It's what we do.
Thank you, brother.
Yes.
Definitely thank you.
Good brother. Yes, sir.
J-Rob's got something for you.
Yeah. You already know what we finna do, because I'm a fan of you, and I need to hear where this is going. So, considering the fact that you know that we would like to imagine we are auditioning to be the next Last Poets, I'm going to make an assumption that your piece is already locked and loaded, because I know who I'm talking to. And with that being the case, then, hey, brother, let me do this like they did in the 60s. Hey, brother, me and my man Van going to take two steps to the back, lean on that gangster, and let you bless that mic and go ahead and get on down.
Thank you, my brothers. This piece is called One of the Last Poets on Earth. What profits a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? I am not interested in white supremacy. I am not surrendering to make anyone above me. I am love. Made in this image in your midst, I put enmity against anyone who's in comparison. To be competitive, let me set this off by preparing grits for the griots. Ignore the co-intel-pro psyops disguised as these cops trying to castrate these nuts in an intricate plot, these hoes over there trying to examine my thoughts. I grew up weaving my way through sidewalk cracks, eating grapes, now and laters wearing hand-me-downs, running like O.J. Simpson, sprinting in the distance, making a killing with a bag of penny candy cigarettes to imitate kinfolks, asking Jehovah to protect me from dopamine pinchers as I played with other neighborhood children, kickball in the winter blizzard, in an empty lot, oh, the age of innocence. My pen became connected at the tender age of 11. No one taught me structure and how to punctuate my conjunctions. Found out I could function through observation as I'm surrounded by corruption, chaos. From subtle racism wouldn't make me cave in to erase the vision of a nation that embraces division by saying you're sick and infected, but who made you a medic? You gave me a headache being enslaved by the Federals. United States of America, hell with that. Show some respect to the devil's spawn. This must be deep. I copy Gil Scott Heron and make my pen weep. But I'm back on topic about the last poets on earth. Studying the audience atmosphere in the grocery store with lack of food supply, our oxygen is masked. Either lose your job or get the experiment jabs. You might as well face plant me on a Minneapolis street asphalt. This happens every day. But the cash cab guy got caught on camera. Only time this makes news is if a lighter-skinned girl's kidnapped from a beauty pageant in Savannah, but don't let me go off topic. As I'm getting fast and furious in Tokyo, my words are drifting. Tell me, young ladies, when do you acquire the knowledge that it's wrong to let a grown man piss on you in 15? And do you know what a cult is, or is this hip-hop culture? Robert was wrong and guilty, and the parents go free as vultures. How come they ain't in jail for sex trafficking? Such tragedy. And they're just a pack of shit. But don't start panicking. I won't mention the national ravaging of incompassionate parasites that selected to pass the laws, such animals that traps our souls into cancerous chemicals ran by an undercover pedophile in a jump-off hole. I just brought the news like a caramel Walter Cronkite. As one of the last poets on earth, hey, Don Lemon, stop grabbing them long pipes. Study to show yourself approved. That's that piece.
Ooh. They not ready.
Ooh.
They wasn't ready.
Bro.
Mm.
Bro.
Yes.
Listen. It ain't enough bulletproof vest to block all the shots that he took in this piece. At all.
Mm-mm.
At all.
Mm-mm.
Brother. This was something else, man. This was amazing. You definitely went in, bro. You definitely went in and study to show thyself approved. Bro. He taking shots in the dark. And oh, man, there was so much in here, man. I could go through it. But I'm going to simmer down now. I'm going to simmer down and play the mic to my brother Jay. I got to simmer down. Say, Jay Brown.
I have a request.
Yes, sir.
I have a request, C-Double.
Yes.
My good brother, one of these days, I need to hear you create a piece, and the only thing that, in my imagination, because this is the second time I've heard you spit something that gets me revved up, because I really dig these kind of pieces, but I'm hearing a floor bass in the background, like that boom, 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 and you can hear the guy's fingers stretch up and down, and you just hear that boom, 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 and I'm hearing your cadence with this piece, and all I'm hearing is that same. If I could loop the beginning of Darius's piece from Love Jones, that whole boom.
Yes.
Doom, doom, doom,
yes.
Doom, doom. And
yes.
Loop that continuously while listening to you do this piece.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the whole time I'm hearing you, that's all I'm hearing. I'm hearing that floor bass out before the saxophone hits. And that just works for me, bro. This is an outstanding piece, and I'm just – usually when you do stuff, I'm hearing stuff musically because I'm always hearing jazz in my head, but this piece is just exquisite for me. So thank you for blessing us with this.
Yes, sir.
You're so welcome because, you know, I wrote this maybe an hour and a half before the show came on. I was studying, and I was like, I knew it was going to be one of the last poets on earth, but I didn't know where it was going. But I just let the pen flow, and like Eric B. and Rakim said, let the rhythm hit him.
Rhythm hit him. Yes, sir.
Even that would be good, too. Jay, that would be good, too. When I let the rhythm hit him.
Yes, sir.
That would be good, too.
Outstanding piece, bro.
Thank you much.
For sure, good, bro. For sure. All right, bro. We're going to get you on over to the Get Down dance floor, man, so that you can, you know, shake a few moves, hang out with the crew. And
I'm going to do the Malcolm Jamal Warner dance when they were doing the Bobby McFerrin theme for the Cosby Show.
Yes, sir.
Ain't going to be much. You gotta, shake a leg.
But listen, though. You got to be wearing your Gartrell that Denise sold for him. I'm not messing with y'all. You got to wear it, bro.
Dang. No, see, if I do that, then I'm going to have to play Right Said Fred. You know that, right?
Lord have mercy, Jesus.
Yeah.
My bro. All right, bro. One love, one mic, man. We'll get you over to the dance floor.
Hey, one love, one mic to the both of you. Welcome back.
Indeed. Thank you, brother.
Back. Ladies and gentlemen, our brother C-34 Music on his way to the Get Down dance floor to hang out and have a good time. J-Ra, I swear, I do not want to be the judge tonight. I promise you I don't.
Neither do I.
I do not. I just can't, man. I just can't. And look, check this out. Oh, man, are you ready for this next person, bro?
I sure enough am.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a dripper, also known as Miss Lisa Lips. Hey, Miss Lips.
Hey, guys. I've missed you.
Hey!
I missed you, too.
Hello, Lisa.
Hey, baby.
How art thou, beloved?
I am good. It is so good to hear you back.
Oh my God, it feels phenomenal to be back. It really does. Yeah. It feels like where have you guys been for the last 66 days?
I know. It felt like a desert. And you know that I have an affinity for you guys anyway, because this is where I started on Epiphany.
Yes,
it
ma'am.
It is. We remember.
I had never done blog radio until I did y'all.
She came through J Rob and had us swooning like a couple of schoolboys.
Remember that?
Crush. You remember that?
Remember that?
I do.
Yeah.
Man, I do.
Then she now look at it. With Honey
now
Drippers,
look at it.
And then she going on tour, and
then
she's
on the world
in
tour.
These different states. I'm like, look at her.
But
I'm
all
like,
of it
hey,
came from me finding you all first. All of it came from y'all.
Look, Jay. She out here like troops. Spread my wings and fly away.
I'm going to say she's like a Tribe Called Quest. She's like a Tribe Called Quest. I'm on a world tour with Mojave Mojave.
Yeah.
We're on a world tour with Mojave, my man, the Honey Drippers, and another boy with a mic in my hand. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Y'all are a mess.
That is what's up. Well, listen,
it's good
to
be back with you guys.
It's good to
it's
have
very
you
good to have you.
Now.
For real.
Now. The last poets. Then you get to be in an audition to be the next last poet. Are you ready to show them what you're made of? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Well, we're going to get out the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
This is a different kind of a piece. This is not a Honey Dripper piece. It's called Africa Calls Me. I was born on soil that was not my own, raised to believe that this land is mine. But my heart was always crying out for something different. Since I can remember, the idea of Africa has intrigued me. I long for this land I've never really seen, yet I somehow know it is my home. As a young girl becoming a woman, the sound of an accent raised my conscience. I long for the one with Nigeria in his voice, the curve of Senegal in his neck, the stride of Nairobi in his walk, and the richness of skin tone that only the African sun can produce. And I know that my ancestors come from every corner of the earth, but it is my origin, the beginning of all people, that calls to me. You see, this land would have us believe that the original people had alabaster skin. But I believe that we began as rich hues of earth tone, as God created us from dirt, the richest fertile ground of our design. And we all know that the best soil to grow in is the darkest. So we began black, as rich and deep as the earth's core. And as impurities crept in, we lost our richness. We are the fabric of civilization, and as such, faded and lost our integrity with time, becoming less of what we were created to be. So yes, I long for my home, the place where my heart lies, Mother Africa, rich and strong, though weathered and worn. She is still there for her children, still building our hearts for greatness, still designing our strength, and calling us to be the kings and queens she gave birth to. Will you hearken to her call? Poem.
So, man, she said,
this is not a Honey Dripper piece, you know, this ain't a Honey Dripper poem.
See, she had me until she went with the poem joint, but the rest of this with the African Congress in the bit in the background, she's like, the earth is spinning,
rotations.
And mimics its own spindles like topsy-turvy, because the moon surrounds the earth and will flood this planet if it ever crashes. And all you hear in the background is doom-doom-doom-doom-doom-doom-doom-doom-doom-doom-doom-doom-doom-doom. Go ahead, girl. Go ahead, girl. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. This was hot. What say you, Van Meadows?
Hey, man, I'm not going to lie. I was listening to this piece like I was on that episode of Different World when they was doing poetry and they had these drums, these exact same kind of drums in the background. And in the same token, I felt good to be a black king listening to this piece. When I say I felt good real good. Because when she started describing me as all these different African countries or cities within the continent. Listen. This might have not been a Honey Dripper piece in terms of erotic, but it was very mentally erotic. And the way that you used the words, the way that you opened up the third eye with your delivery and with your content, this is exquisite ink, for sure.
Thank you so very much.
My God.
This piece came from me sitting in a coffee house one day, and they were playing African drum music. And the more I listened to it, the more these words started flooding me, so I started writing.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm so glad. Because this right here, like I said, got me proud.
I'm still saying, dress me as I am in all of my fine queen clothes, in spindles of gold that will make Cleopatra say that shit was mine first. As she begins to understand the reason as to why the original three pyramids belong to Ramses, who said in hieroglyphics that shit was Cleopatra's first, who then began to spin round and round until someone said that shit was Cleopatra's first. But you, my dear, have made this sound like you wrote this straight from the tears of God, from ink, pen to paper, for us to listen to. And that's all I've got to say to that. Ashe-un. Ashe-un. That's what Lisa said. That's just what Lisa said.
They're right. You know who you sound like, though? You know who you sound like? You sound like, what was Freddie's boyfriend on A Different World, the dude with the dreads?
Oh, yeah. Real conscious cat.
Yeah, bro, that's what you sound like right now.
Y'all are crazy. I have so missed
y'all.
Oh,
my God. Oh man. Whew, my God. We missed y'all too. Y'all have no idea. But we're going to send you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor, Miss Lips, because I for one personally know that you can move. If you know what I mean.
I'm going to go shake this dash.
Oh, really, man?
Yeah, I got one dance when I was in Raleigh.
Uh-huh. She did.
Well, isn't that right, man?
If you were curious about Raleigh, you should have been there. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. But one mic love, we're going to get you on over to the dance floor. Stick around and hang out with us for some more crazy shenanigans. I'm sure there's more to come.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Whew. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Lisa Lips on her way to the dance floor with that piece. Jay, oh my God.
Yeah, that was hot.
That was. Next up on mic, we have none other than Amelia T. Davis. What's happening? Welcome to the Get Down.
Good evening, Kings.
Good evening.
What's possible?
So, I don't, see too many movies, so I had to contact my reference person, which would be my son. And I said, they're doing this show, like, what should I do? And he said, I think you should do Blue Monster, Mom. I think that'd be a good piece to do. And I said, no, I've had some things on my heart that I want to write to. And so there you have it. I have written a new piece just for you all.
Okay. J-Rob, would you do the honors, sir, please? It's a kind
well,
sir.
Well, see, considering that we would like for you to interview for a part as one of the last poets and you have written the piece specifically for this, Van and I are going to take two steps back and go to the left, push the mic in front of you, and allow you to do us the honor of go on ahead and get on down.
Okay, so this piece is called Back in Time. Back in Time. The birth of civilization exploded upon the sands of Egypt. The kings and queens of this prosperous nation were black. They were the ones to bring knowledge to the world. They were the first to create a writing system, a number system, a medical system, a book system. They were the ones who gave the world education. All advancements these great people developed has been attempted to be destroyed. Why? A culture, a race that has no history, has no future. If you can destroy the image of great kings and queens by reducing them into mere slaves, you can further destroy their offspring. Telling all the lies about how they are less than human, undeserving of any compassion or dignity, keeping their minds in a state of confusion and self-hatred. Wake up, your descendants of the kings and queens. You are worthy of greatness. Love your ancestors for all their hardships and overcoming great destruction upon their lives. Love yourself. You're a unique, phenomenal person. Don't allow anyone to disgrace you or disrespect you, not even yourself. Remember the great roots you have grown from. The blood of the ancestors pumps through your veins. We have seen a resurgence of the hate and prejudice that was fought against just 50 years ago. We must not allow these antiquated ideas and behaviors to grow strong once again. They must be fought against now. We must grow strong in education, knowledge, and wisdom. These are the tools we need desperately. We must come together united. What is separated will fail. We must fight darkness with the light. Our streets run red with the blood of innocents slaughtered because of the pigmentation of their skin. We cannot turn a blind eye to the horrific. We must scream from every mountaintop, every rooftop, every valley, every alley that these murders must end now. We must withhold support from companies that fund these injustices. We must call the State House and the White House, speaking out against these issues. We must protect our innocent children from the carnage of the past. We cannot allow it to be inherited by them. We must wake up out of the slumber that they have used. We grow complacent to the horrific. Their lullabies have wrought us into submission. We must always remember our royalty and wisdom, keeping in mind our strength and courage. We have endured much. We have persevered much. We must keep our eyes on the prize, freedom of all, true freedom. People died for women's rights, voting rights, education rights, and civil rights. Do not allow the clock to be turned back to lose what our ancestors won. Do not allow this nation to go back in time to a period of unjust actions that went unpunished and was celebrated. Stand strong, stand in wisdom, stand for truth and justice. Remember who birthed civilization. Remember we all share the same mother. Remember to be united, not divided. Remember your roots. The revolution needs to happen now, not back in time, but now. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. And peace.
You know what? I really like that. I really like that. I saw where you was taking this. A nice pull. And the reason that I'm digging this so much, Van, this piece took a real political stance against a lot of the things that took place then and the stuff that we're facing today. Today, it's like the child of the 60s has grown up into the man or the person in 2021, and they haven't changed a bit. Mm.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What you say, Van?
Hey, man, I like that. Remember your roots. So much that you said in this. But that line, remember your roots. Because one thing that I know about history in the United States of America is they try to strip away our roots. They try to conceal it and hide it, cover it up and rewrite it. You see what I did there? Okay. This was a really, really good piece of a lesson. Because I'm not even going to say poetry. It was a good piece of a lesson. And Jay, the last poets, man, this is going to be tough. Is they going to be looking at this piece from Emilia T. Davis and be like, So she do got a little bit something going on in her with some fire. Appreciate the ink. Appreciate the ink. Dope spill, Amelia.
Thank you, Kings. I appreciate it very much. Blessings, much love. One love, one mic.
One love, one
Take
mic.
Care.
Ladies and gentlemen, on her way to the dance floor, Emilia T. Davis with that piece. Man, we ready to go from Emilia T. Davis, bro, to her lyrical engine, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. What's good with you, bro?
Oh, man, I'm I've been working, man. You know, grinding.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's all right. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm glad you got your voice back, my other Go-Go brother. I've been trying to say words of encouragement to you. Yes, you have.
I truly appreciate you for that too, family. I truly appreciate you for that. Thank you.
Yeah, man. You're a good guy, man. You're a good dude. You know, I like the way I like what you do for your community, man. Every time I see something on your line or on your page, it's something positive that you do for children and stuff like that. The community
yes,
needs
sir.
You, man.
Thank you, bro.
You know,
I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'm really trying, and I'm humbled that people notice the stuff I try to do in the community, you know, because I'm always of the opinion that these young brothers today need some of the stuff that we had when I was growing up, and I was blessed to have some really good mentors, and I want to do my part for these young cats that's coming up now.
Yeah, and my other go-go brother, good dude.
Yes, sir.
My other go-go brother, you know. And I want to thank Anna Waddell for making it happen that I met you.
Absolutely,
I met you through
brother.
Anna Waddell. Yeah,
that was the first place that gave me a voice to spit, and I will forever be a part of the Soul Kins, the Soul Twins, the Soul Kin, the Soul Twins, Edward Burks, Queen Anna Waddell, may she rest in peace. Very, very good. Very, very good over on the ONE Network. Fun times, and I met a lot of you over there. And then y'all introduced me to Blog Talk Radio and, you know, shows, Epiphany, Wolf Hours, you know, just so many great shows, man. And I like a junkie, you know, it's in my veins. And, you know, and here we are almost 3-4 years later, and I'm still here having a good time enjoying you guys, this poetry, you know, because you guys inspire me. So I am forever grateful, and I appreciate y'all.
And that important question that you asked on the video, tell me, y'all, what y'all doing tonight? I want to know what y'all doing tonight. If you need to hang out at the Epiphany Radio, and we got a good show for y'all.
Yeah.
It's going to be hot, and you don't want to miss it. Hey, I'm going to let me sub for you. If you need a sub, call.
I appreciate it, bro. I will reach out to you. I appreciate it.
You need a substitute.
Hey, man, you can just go ahead and go live and just, you know, just invite him to the show, man. You know, it don't have to be a substitute, man. We all can do it. It's free advertising, you know? My go-go brother.
Man.
Hey, man, well, listen. Let's get into business, man. Let's get into business. You know, you are up on the mic. You know, you're like Eminem. Your palms are sweaty. And it's time for you to audition for
spaghetti.
The last Eating My Spaghetti. There you go. Well, listen, bro.
Yeah. You ready to get on down?
Are you ready to get on down and get lost?
Well, you know, like Tony, Let's get down.
Now let's get down. Come on. Oh, sorry, man. You know, I like Tony Tone.
He's going to play
that in
his next advertisement.
I might. Don't tempt me.
All right,
my go-go brother. Me and J-Rob are going to step out the way, man. Let your audition commence, man, and go ahead and get on down.
Okay, I'm a freestyle off of a song by War Cisco Kid, but I'm gonna name this poem "Friend of Mine." When I look into this world and look into how I observe, I speak on the land and I speak on every bird. I speak on police brutality. I speak in the eyes that I've seen. For many days ahead in the brutal force, I stay on course. Why? Because Malcolm X, a friend of mine. Dr. King was a friend of mine. Let me turn up the tempo, and let me tell you how a friend of mine, like Cisco, many days ahead, many talented views. We can all see it, destruction on the news. We can all see it, how black folk had to go in the back of the bus. We can all see it, how a young brother lost his life for the wink. while a devil tries to tell her story about the murder of Emmett Till. Oh, he was a friend of mine. While these ancestors became a friend of mine. Kwame Ture, friend of mine. A lot of people were a friend of mine. I want to speak blackness like a friend of mine. Marcus Garvey was a friend of mine. Selected ancestors became a friend of mine. Barbara Jordan, she was a friend of mine. So let me speak about the friends of the ancestors. Thurgood Marshall was a friend of mine. We speak on the injustice like 1954, Brown versus the Board of Education. Changing the legislation, the ways and the views and the promise, which doll look good, the white or the black. And where the lies is where it was at. And black wasn't useful. Black was supposed to be brutal, supposed to be death, supposed to be ugly. But review of another study, what was a friend of mine? My pen inking this on the front line. Many days, many soldiers. Frederick Douglass was a friend of mine. Now you could turn it up like Cisco, the Cisco kid. Where we live and when we live in the day of destiny, I want to just turn out the melody. Because when injustice comes against us, I see war. When they want to teach us all these lies, I see war. When police want to kill our people and give us no justice, I see war. When they tore up all the black establishments and never wanted to give us a dime, not giving us reparations, I see war. Now step in the war zone. Who's a friend of mine? Still a friend of mine. And always be a friend of mine, because the time and the patience for injustice, me take over, show the world of the exposure. We keep fighting like a hangover in this situation. Now, we ain't taking no losses. We taking wins because the friends of the ancestors stayed with me until the end of time. Was a friend of mine, always. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical engine, 10 kids in them on end, wiping and dry.
You just a bad man for no damn reason.
Yeah.
You just a bad man for no damn reason.
Yeah.
Van, you see how he took all these cats from different eras in history and dropped the word was a friend of mine?
I do, bro. I do. And I'm sitting here like, you know what? They are a friend of mine. Because I learned about them through their works, through their deeds, through their acts, through the loss of their life at no will of their own to spur a revolution. And the way that you did this, bro, is you made us realize that we don't have to truly know them for them to be a friend of mine. But in essence, we do know them because of what their contributions was. So thank you, bro. Thank you, bro. J-Ron.
You're welcome. Much love, man. Y'all keep me in prayer while I'm driving the truck, man. I just wanted to use that war piece, and I'm hoping that my brother, C-34 Music, may put something to it. I don't know if he... I'm a fan of this.
Hey, you never
y'all
know.
C-34 Music may be hearing this, but I don't know.
You never know.
Yeah, war. You know, Cisco Kid was a friend of mine. For the ones that know about that song.
Listen, don't take them too far back. You might scare them.
Cause, right.
They never heard that part where he was going,
All right.
Wow.
So don't scare him too hard, because a lot of folks ain't ready for that Cisco Kid.
You gonna put that in the event page, the Cisco Kid?
You already know what I'm about to do. Come on, get out of my head, man.
My Go-Go Brothers is a friend of mine.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. All right, my Go-Go brother, we're gonna ask you to go over to the dance floor, grab you a quick dance before you get back in that truck, man, and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
I'm gonna do a little quick something.
All right, sounds good, ladies and gentlemen, our good brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, coming to the dance floor, man. That's our brother right there, man. Yeah.
He gonna stick and move on a dance floor. Gotcha.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening online, it is now 10:56. You have about 4 minutes before you will no longer be able to hear the remainder of the show online. We'll still be here, but you will not.
Mm-mm.
So, dial in. You got 419-527-6300. And when you get here, if you'd like to spit, please press 1. Let's go ahead and give him a little bit of this right here, Jay.
Give it to him. Come on now.
This is Tiffany. The next phase is online. Radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing tune to the other.
Epiphany. Radio.
All right. Welcome back to Epiphany Radio presents The Get Down. Your host, J. Rob, the wise son, a.k.a. Batman. And yours truly, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, affectionately known to some as the Wolverine. But, hey, you take your pick.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but choose wisely. You
choose
want Poetic.
Wisely.
You don't want them claws.
You don't want them claws, baby. You definitely don't want them claws.
You definitely don't want them claws.
Hey, man, before we bring up the next part, man, let me share something that happened to me today. At the market shopping,
me
and my dad.
Uh-huh.
Getting some groceries. Run into a 49ers fan. We sat there and we talked. We must have talked about a good 15 minutes, 20 minutes about the 49ers. And it happened, you know, he's like, man, look, give me your number, man, so we can catch up, you know, if you having something, if I'm having something. I'm like, cool. Gave him my card. He said, whoa. He says, you a poet? I said, yeah, I'm a poet. He says, man, I need to book you. I let him hear, it's funny, I let him hear Cocoa Butter that King's Cadence did for me. He said, man, look, March 5th, 2022, I've got to book you for my wedding. So,
nice!
I'm gonna tell you that your gift will make way for you. Believe it. I talked to this man 20 minutes about football, gave him my card, and it was over. So don't be shy of your gift, because you never
that's
know.
Almost,
who has need of it?
That's mostly because y'all lied to that man, and you made it sound like the 49ers was good. But you know, what do I know?
Yeah, you're probably a Giants fan.
Oh, shots fired.
I love you too much to curse at you like I would somebody else. I love you way too much to curse at you. Like, oh, I'm going to take that one on the chin. I'm just going to say, ah!
It's all good, bro. It's all good, bro. But, man, listen, that's when, you know, I've been getting blessed all day today with the good news. And even when you think that you're not worthy of the blessings that God has for you, just know that you are and just accept them. Speaking of blessings, speaking of being worthy, AJ, we blessed right now with this next poet, man. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Who we got? Who we got?
Hey, we got our brother Just Jay. What's good with you, Jay?
It's man.
Just Jay Dog.
Jay Robski. Hey, man. Y'all been killing it tonight, ain't y'all? I came in for the last 3-4 poets, man. Y'all been killing it tonight.
Oh, man.
Thank you, bro.
You, brother.
Oh, my goodness, man. Man, I love Automatic Charismatic, man. Dude, man, when he shoot that laser beam, boy, get out the way. Get out the way. Amelia D, that, you know what? That was some of the hardest bit that I heard from you, Amelia. It was very scary for me. But that was, Amelia, that's the hardest bit that I heard you come with. Yeah, man. When I used to come on y'all's show, man, back in the day, man, I would be so nervous and my mouth would be all watery and all the rest of that type of stuff. And it had got to a point it wasn't like that. But tonight, it's like that again, man. That's what's up.
Oh, man. Man, listen. Listen, man. We appreciate you, bro. Number one, you chose to hang out here with us. And number two, you entrust us with your craft, bro. I mean, think about it.
Wow.
You entrust us with your craft. Because one thing that me and J-Rob is going to do is tell you about your work. Because the two of us recognizes that you're an artist and you know, quote Erykah Badu, I'm sensitive about much, you know. You know what I'm saying? And then
I may
be
one of the less sensitive, but yeah, I feel you. I might be one of the less sensitive.
Yeah.
Because I want to get it, take a beating on my piece. I was like, I'm going to do it better next time.
But in all serious, man, as an artist, you want to know that people are hearing you. You want to know that what you're saying is important. And
yeah.
First things first, it has to be important to you so that you can deliver
right.
it the way you need to deliver it. Because we're going to be here, bro. We're going to be here listening. You know, we waiting.
Yeah,
we salivating at the mouth. Speaking of salivating at the mouth, to hear you do your piece, J-Rob.
Yeah, man. Tell them.
Can you
keep telling that damn truth. That's exactly what's going
to
happen.
Can you usher our brother to the mic, man, so we can hear him
right.
audition?
Just Jay. Check this out, brother. Check this out.
Yeah, man.
There's a three-man panel in front of the mic.
Yeah,
those
man.
Are the original last poets.
Oh, wow.
These cats are auditioning, proverbially, the next group of last poets. Because our elders know they're not going to be here forever. So who's going to be able to take their place and keep that same rhythm running? So Brother Van Meadows and I are going to take two steps to the left, two steps to the back of the stage, let you have the moment to yourself, and we would like for you to go on ahead and get on down.
First of all, I'd like to say that this is crazy off the chain, off the hook. For y'all to actually have a passing down of the mic this, I mean, normally folks just like, I'ma die with it. But no, this is crazy, y'all, doing this. This is off the hook. This is out of the box thinking. I'ma pitch a movie to y'all. The movie I'ma pitch is going to be a war movie. It's going to be silent. I'm just going to do the narration over the top of it. It's going to be about war. And the narration will start like this. Throughout the ages, battle lines have been drawn on chest with plans of winning minds and hearts. For our admission as gladiators, we bare ourselves naked as our first day to become combatants in this skewed game of love and lost. As we pay good hard life to mount cold, lifeless horses, advance the cavalry as we hold tight to this murderous merry-go-round called love. And this love slings lovers from the tops of a precipice to the depths of living death, a headspace where all color is stripped from life, and our hearts turn enemy, punish our bodies relentlessly in the most inhuman manner, as if we were never one, because we chose not with our minds, but from the steep heap of our wantings and our shortcomings, and we stand in disbelief, marveling at our outcomes and consequences that seek to forever mar our once simple view of true love. Once thought unbinding, now lost in the folds of regret and sorrow, unyielding to the umpteenth degree. My moans are muted, and my arms lopped at the shoulders. How do I tell you when the fog of war clouds my recollections, my memories polluted from the foul stench of my own burning heart, emitting from the center of my desolation. As I unabashedly cry out to God to deliver me from me, of this trap of my own machinations, beleaguered, exacerbated palpitations, wring my heart out like soap sponges. Lord, I thought I knew depths, and now I fear what I do not know more than I thought was respectable just before. I thank you for making me to live, even if it's against my own will, because I would have tied an anchor to my ankle and dove deep into the abyss days ago. Now my ability to see does not extend past the moment, held captive on an ocean of pain battered by its waves unceasingly and increasing frequency. My ego, there was a towering monolith covered in senseless hieroglyphs, my mind stripped of its defense, its elaborate insecurities, and when I am defenseless, I am truly free to see that was always meant for me to see, fighting for the spoils of war, when fighting blind, it's me, battling me, poem.
Damn.
Yo, which
damn.
One of my pieces can I give you to narrate, bruh?
Damn.
I'm going to find somebody to marry, and I'm like, sweetheart, I can't say this shit to you. But my man can. He's going to say something. He's going to tell you something
my
that I've been dying
J-Rob.
To say. And he going and he's gonna
if
be
it
like,
happened for
Band,
it can happen for me.
He's like,
man, listen.
Your eyes are like limpid pools, and they remind me of diamonds, the real ones, no fakes, no dimes, no phony. And I'm just seeing.
Just
right.
Checking out even the gist.
He said, "I'm not spitting poetry. I'm telling you the story of my life. Can you hear me?"
Right.
This light
is can you hear me? I'm just saying, man. You hear this? You hear this, brother?
Do I? Man, I'm scrolling through my pieces right now. Like, yeah, he can do this one. He can do that one. Oh, I know he can do this one.
Yes, sir. I would love to help anybody that needs that a person, a different voice to go over the what's names. It's just spot me in, cameo me in, and
hey,
I would love
hey,
to do that, bro.
I got you. Go ahead
okay,
and do Don't Push
okay.
Me, bro. Go ahead and do Don't Push Me. Go ahead.
Yay, man.
Let it go, bro. Let it go. This was dope, man. I appreciate this, Jay, man. The character mode that you get into when you're doing something like this is just dope, man. It's almost like, okay, y'all know I'm a comic book geek, right? Remember in Doctor Strange when she hit him and pushed his soul out of his body?
Yay, man.
That's what you speaking in your characters look like. So.
Wow.
This is
incredible.
Just dope,
that was a huge visual. That was like actually the biggest visual for that whole movie, man.
Yeah. For sure.
For him
for
to
sure.
be that big and she was small and dainty like that and she just would pop and you're like, whoa.
Whoa. Right. And the crazy thing is that she not only did it to Stephen Strange. She also did it to the Incredible Hulk. Let that sink in.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
So just think about your characters, bro. Just think about your characters, bro, and how each one of them get pushed out of your body, and you just watch them take form. J-Rob.
Wow.
Listen, some stuff has to come with a particular warning. And it needs to say, if you ain't ready for what's coming, I'm going to need you to go in another room.
Yeah, man, at least this talk.
If you ain't prepared, step away.
Right.
This was outstanding.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
Right.
This is, you know, all bullshit to the left, this was a really outstanding piece.
Indeed.
Man, that's huge coming from y'all, man, because, you know, I really cut my teeth over here as far as the poetry went. I messed around before this, but it was just messing around with the same pieces, and Fane was like, "Hey, you gotta come in with some new pieces." I'm like, "Okay."
Oh man, I said that.
You know me, Van.
That's the way I took it.
we always want you to stretch your pen a little bit. A
lot of years ago, man.
That's all. We just want you to stretch your pen just a little bit. You know, you have something to work with.
Because you know what happened, Jess J? You know what happened? When you started coming back, bro, when you started getting back into your element, I could hear the passion was there. You were hesitant at first, but you just needed a little bit more encouragement, man. And, yeah, I was going to tell you the real deal, bro. Keep doing it more and more and more. And look at you, bro. You branched out into different areas, into these character mode. Man, listen, man. I don't know why you stopped,
you
man.
Told
I mean,
me
I
how
do
much
know why you stopped.
You how many pieces
me.
You did. When you told me how many pieces you did per day, and I was like, dude, can't be serious. And I was hearing you coming in with consistency, too, on top of it. I was like, dude, man, it's just another level to this job.
Yeah. I mean, because I look at it like.
I want to be Van when I grow
you're
up.
You're a poet.
I am Ben when I grow up.
Oh, man, just stop it. But as a poet, man, everything around you is poetry. That's why when I hear people say I get writer's block, I say sit down and just look around.
Even if you got to write fragments and you just continue write fragments, you got to stay in the rhythm with it.
Yeah, just, you know, but bro, just... You know, I never want to see anybody sit on their craft and have these words that somebody else needs to hear. You just never know who needs to hear what you have to say until you say it. So.
Yeah.
Good stuff, bro.
I appreciate it, man. I bet the encouragement is really a huge help.
Oh, it's my pleasure, bro. Because you do it for
me. That's heavy.
You come at me kind of crazy, and you're just Jay way. You let me know.
Oh yeah.
You need to write a little better than that.
No. You know, actually, I've been Frankensteining what I do from everybody, man. I love to hear everybody go, dude. I mean, I really do. When I hear something, even if it's just a fragment, I'm like, wow, that's huge that person is doing that. And sometimes it'd be something that's unique to that person, probably because the way their mouth is shaped or the way that their natural speech cadence go or something to that effect. I've been Frankensteining from all the poets that I always hear. I only write poetry for the poets. I don't write poetry for nobody outside of poetry.
Well, that's pretty deep.
Bro. That is deep, bro. That is deep.
All right, bro. Then I'm going to text you in a second.
What happened?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Nope. Right. I will not sit in the air.
Yeah, that's right. Tiffany.
All right. But listen, Just Jay, we're going to send you off to the Get Down Dance Floor, bro, so that you can ooze all over everybody else, man, and share some of that creativity that you have, man. Rub elbows, rub off on somebody, bro.
Thank you, bro. I'm gonna do the 10, man. I'm gonna go ahead and hit it. I'm about to get
bro,
it in.
Hey, bro. Can I say that? you know, that's like one of my favorite parts of the movie. Hachi!
Y'all are so foul. Ladies
sorry,
and gentlemen, y'all. Please excuse my co-host and just
we are going over there.
Naughty boys.
Somebody foul.
Oh, my God. Please excuse my co-host and Just Jay for their naughty thoughts. And if you thought, and if you know what they're talking about, you're naughty too.
J-Rob, you got to fill us in because I think this might be the only, you might be the only person that knows. You got to fill us in.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
I got you, brother. Y'all be easy, man.
You too, bro. You too. Ladies and gentlemen,
yes,
that's
sir.
Our brother, Just Jay. Oh, man. He ain't had to do that, man. That's like one of
he
my
didn't
favorite
have to
parts
do
of that movie. Hey, man, listen, y'all. I am a crazy movie buff, man. I love watching movies. I don't care, especially sci-fi movies, especially if they're corny. I'll watch them just because they're corny. But let's keep the party going. Next artist on the mic, J-Rob, is area code 917. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
You already know.
Oh, Queens, mine is in the building.
In the building. What's going down, family?
Oh, man, what's good, Queen? How you feeling?
Going good. It's been a while, y'all.
It's been 66 days since we've been anywhere, and I'm glad to be able to hear your voice again.
No doubt. I'm glad to hear y'all too on tonight.
Yes.
Glad to hear you.
It's been
wonderful.
The show
has been phenomenal. I've been loving it. All the poets before me. What's up?
Yeah, this
is what I'm
really,
talking
really
about.
Good. And it's been really special. So thank you for coming through. Thank you, and thank
no
you for
doubt.
Coming through. You know, so
I
so.
Appreciate that. And guess what? I'm glad y'all
talk
doing well, health-wise and all that good shit. But I'm mad proud that y'all doing this Last Poets type thing, because me and the Last Poets, we like family. We like the grits with butter, you feel me?
Ooh,
Mm-hmm. So, this is right here. It was too late for me to get them to come through. I tried to ask for people who was, you know, busy and stuff at the last minute. So I wish I would have seen this early. I would have tried to get them to pull up. But this is, tell them to the playback and hear, you know, how y'all gave them a shout out.
Absolutely.
When they hear the dedications, I think they'll be very impressed.
Absolutely.
I am indeed. Absolutely. So I'm ready to get down. What's up? Let's go.
Hey, listen, I'm going to skip the formalities if you don't mind, Van, and I just want Queen's mind to get into what Queen does.
Absolutely.
You already know. Let's get it.
Then I need you to step forward to that microphone and let me advance that back, and would you mind to please go ahead and get on down?
We'll get down. Here we go. This piece is called Mark for Death. What else? What else is left for you to do to us? Robbed us of our health, our wealth, flaunting all you stole, you bold, truth be told, we the originals. Seen past your subliminals, plain old criminals. What else is left for you to do to us? You got us marked for death when we not guilty. But you have already convicted me, sentenced me to the death penalty. Before I've been charged, before I've been booked, no judge, no jury, no judicial system, you're gonna judge. Your bullets, the jury, your hatred, the only charge, no, not guilty. Didn't deprive you of melanin, of carbon, didn't plant that seed deep within your generations past the false supremacy. Didn't cause you to grow up thinking you deserve to hurt or rule over another human being or deprive you of self-love, self-worth. Well, surely you know all living things have a right to this earth, and I didn't cause you to hate you, but I say unto you, we are not guilty. Black lives matter, but you have melanin marked for death. What else is left for you to do to us? Hands up, don't shoot. I can't breathe. Turn me loose from your hands. Only have Skittles and iced tea. It's a toy gun I just whistled. But we're just brown till you see. We are all Trayvon. We are all Malcolm. We are all Martin. Every ancestor Lynch. Everyone whose life has been taken. We are them and we are not guilty. Black lives matter, but you have melanin marked for death. What else is left for you to do to us? Robbed us of our wealth, our health, wanting all you stole, you bold, truth be told, we the originals. Seen past your subliminals, plain old criminals. Should I die? Should my life be taken just because I've been taught the wrong decision-making? Because I am a descendant of who you label slave. Now, you got me brainwashed to believe my sun-kissed skin is a curse. Now my body belongs in thirsty. Y'all blame me when I'm just a product of my environment, an experimental project y'all gave my people to live in, placing liquor stores on every corner, bringing in crack, sending in AIDS, killing off our grandparents, and subliminal messages that show me I am nothing. Yeah, every channel show how lovely it is not to be black. And each weapon of mind destruction turns into lack of self-esteem. So my feelings of inadequacy got me mad as hell. So hell yeah, if I hate myself, then caps get pilt, niggas get killed like I know better. I'm marked for death. I see these cops killing my people, hands up, took their last breath. This system never neglects to take my people down. Like, really, how do guns and drugs get in the hood? Well, y'all just blame me anyway, like I'm in shipping and receiving, but y'all got people believing I'm the bad seed, and y'all mark me. Y'all target fabricated gangsters that only click up because our father's not home, and welfare said he couldn't live here, plus y'all make sure he got a felony, so he definitely can't live with me, and I grow alone, no dad to groom. Mom, I don't know, she fucked up, tricking off what she learned from those before she's sick. Thinking she needs money for fake-ass nails and weave and shit, and all she want to do is get high so she can numb her deceived heart. You see? She wish she was white deep down, too. Then her son wouldn't be marked for death, but she ain't thinking about buying me no bulletproof vest. She'd rather get another tattoo on her chest. So listen to this. This system got me marked for death. What else is left for them to do to us? No defense, no justice, just us. We get busted, cops harassing us, no justice while we wait on our fate. Handed to us on broken plates, we ate shards of glass. No formulated plans, searching for class in Birkin bags. Felt lessons for economics, lessen the chances for progression. Elevating due to improper equality. See, we ain't never been free or accepted as worthy life forms of existence. Just customers wishing on the list of purchases, flossing, it's ridiculous. We just sitting ducks. They never cared about us. Just bang, 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 we get bust. What else is left for you to do to us? So now back to this. Y'all say I should be held accountable for my own actions, but I'm mad vexed. What kind of life is this? That I have to live ashamed of my own birth-given skin, but I guess you expect me to walk around skipping innocent and happy with my childhood, my manhood, and I got to take care of my sister and them. See, we all got issues. But my issues don't give you the right to take my life whenever you feel like it. You got me marked for death. Your policies got me like this. So go ahead and start your race war. Implement your martial law, because all we do is hands up, don't shoot. I can't breathe. Damn, all I got is Skittles and iced
tears, some toy gun I just whistled. Why y'all double shoot to kill? Don't they train y'all to wound? Yet y'all rather mark us for death. No justice, no peace. What else is left for you to do to us? Robbed us of our welfare, health, wanting all you stole, you bold. Truth be told, we the original. Seen past your subliminals, plain old criminals. What else is left for you to do to us? Queen's mine. One love. One mic.
What else is there left for you to do to us?
Whoa. Mm. Whoa.
Then,
whoa.
Then, if you take what La Perla Negra did earlier and connect Queen's mind just put together, you got an absolute bullet train of poetry.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's the stuff. Mm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I'm a movie head. I love watching movies. And I happened to see Mark for Death star Steven Seagal back in the day.
That's the stuff. That's a good movie.
Absolutely. And when you did this and I heard that title, I was like, okay, now I'm real curious to see where she's going. And when I say that you represented, like the last poets would represent, Queen's mind, you have got to be one of the baddest lyricists on the mic that I know. Phenomenal.
That's what's up. Appreciate you, friend.
Just, man, just phenomenal. Mm.
I'm a fan for a reason.
No doubt.
And this piece is exemplary as to why I'm a fan of your material. Absolutely. Love
Indeed.
This.
Indeed.
Wow. Thank y'all so much.
Mm-mm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-mm. Me and Van can't take nothing for this one. This is you. Thank you.
All you. All you.
We've been gone for over 60 days, and to have all you poets leading up to what you just did do this, yeah, thank you.
That's no doubt. Welcome back. I'll be trying to pull up as much as I can. Y'all already know. Y'all my people. It's all good over here. But get down.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know, you always welcome here. You don't need no invite. Just show up, you know. You.
What's up?
You got it. Now, we're going to send you one over to the Get Down dance floor so that you can show some of the moves to match those lyrics. Can you stick around with us for a little bit longer?
All right. Peace and love, family.
One love,
peace and blessings, beloved.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Queen's mind on her way. Oh, my God. Oh, man. J-Rob.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, man. You know, she was our last poet. And I can't wait to listen to the playback of the show tomorrow because there was a whole lot that went on in this show that was just amazing, you know?
Completely agree with you.
And, there was so much of a different range of poetic geniusness that I'm full, man. It's like when you Paul always says on the Inspiration Factory, I'm so full, man. I'm so full. But this is a dynamic show, man. Dynamic show, ladies and gentlemen. Let me give you the rundown of Epiphany Radio the remainder of this weekend into next week. Join us tomorrow night for Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric, at 10 p.m. and not 9 p.m. tomorrow. Saturday night's Poetic Therapy, La Perla Negra, Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night is the Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night is the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, Arthur Larry Maddox. Essentially, Janice running the event page, La Perla Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night is going to be War Council with that guy, that dude, Mojave. You don't want to miss it. Wednesday night's going to be the Love Zone with the Sexy Divas of Epiphany, Miss VIP, and La Pearl, La Negra. And then we'll be right back here next Thursday for another episode of The Get Down with J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. And J-Rob, do you want to give them the topic for next week? Do you want to lay it on us so they can have a whole week to write? They can have a whole week to write.
Ladies and gentlemen, next week, Van and I would like for you to finish this line. Black is dot, dot, dot. Black is dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
Now, if you're creative, you'll pick up on where me and Van are going. Black is dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
I can't wait either, man. I'm excited. I got some stuff twirling around in my head already, you know, just thinking about it. But we'll see. We'll see what you guys come up with. We're not going to tell you the direction that you go in. We're not going to. We just give you just those two words. Just those two words. And it's up to you. It's up to you to tell us what black is. It's up to you. No pressure. That's why we're giving it
no
to
pressure.
You early. You got a whole week to think about it. A whole week. Now, last words. I'm going to start with my good brother, J-Rob, the Wise Son.
Tonight was absolutely beautiful, poetically speaking. And for all of you who dived into what this audition may ever have been, I am more than certain that the brothers who make up the last poets would be impressed with your creativity and what you brought to the table this evening. Thank you. To my man, Van Meadows, it feels good to be back in the co-pilot seat with you, brother. This has been awesome. Awesome. To the Epiphany Radio Universe, y'all keep showing out the way you're showing out. And to everyone within the sound of my voice, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you all. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your poetry. Thank you for being you. Because without you, it's just me and Van having conversations. And I just want to say I look forward to more of what you guys bring to the table, poetically speaking. I'm amped, and as long as God will have me, I am back. Van Meadows, what say you?
You know, it's funny that you just said I am back, because I literally am thinking in my head when John Wick was sitting in the chair with the before they put the bag around his head. People asking me all the time, John, are you back? John, are you back? And I'm thinking, yeah, I'm back.
I'm back.
Hey, man, listen. I have got to say, man, to the poets, first and foremost, you guys inspire me. You inspire me to be better. You inspire me to be greater. You inspire me to write more. And what you all did tonight, you have elevated to a whole nother level in your pen. Whether you realize it or not, you have definitely elevated to a whole nother level. And I am so glad that I was here for this ride. So thank you for number one, taking the topic and going with it the way that y'all did. That shows phenomenal creativity. That shows the trueness to your craft. And it shows the dedication to your pen. Awesome. To my brother, J-Rob, the Wise Son. Man, listen, it is so good to be back. Having you by my side doing this show here, The Get Down, brother, you are a phenomenal poet, a phenomenal person, an all-around wonderful brother, and I love you, man. And don't you ever try to skip out on me again. You dig? Because I will come... resuscitate you, and then kill you again. Okay? All right.
Then you commit the dough.
Then you convince
right.
the show.
But man, I'm so glad to have you back, bro. Your voice, man, is almost back to 100%. Your pen, my God, your pen is definitely 100%. And I just appreciate you, man, for riding this ship with me, man, as we usher in the greatness of these poets, man, and just inspire their creativity. So thank you, bro. I love you, man.
Mm-hmm. Love you more, brother. Love you more.
To the Epiphany Radio universe, Epiphany Radio thanks you for coming out night in and night out. Mr. Automatic Charismatic posted something on his page that said that loyal poets will be on the line holding no one for hours to get their pieces heard. And I appreciate you. We do not take your time for granted. We are honored that you come through and you hang out with us, you know, every single show, every night on Epiphany Radio. You could be anywhere else, but you choose to be here with us. So for that, we love you. Without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. And I will never, ever, ever stop saying it, because we need y'all more than you know. And join us tomorrow night, Renaissance Poetry, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. One love, one mic. Peace.
Peace.